You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, everyone, it is Dom time. We are loaded up today from the Jersey Shore. We're going to talk with Greg Jarrett, chief legal correspondent at Fox. Originally wanted to get him on. He wrote the book, Russia Hoax, which is still ongoing. He's here at 12:30, but we'll ask him about the big breaking story. It appears to be more than just maybe. It appears that a chief official from the Justice Department is going to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. According to all reports that are out there, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, the president's top guy in most of those cases, he communicated with Maxwell's counsel to determine whether she'd be willing to speak with prosecutors from the department. I anticipate with meeting with her in the coming days. Until now, no administration on behalf of the department had inquired about her willingness to meet with the government. That changes now. So this is a good outcome at this point. I don't know if she'll testify before Congress. Look, if this is on the record, transcribed, and we get her to say what she knows or what she purports to know, that's a move forward. That's a very good move forward. And by the way, we had a lot of fun on Friday. I'm thinking about Trump. Now, he said this well out of the box, but it appears that Coke will have cane sugar. Now, apparently, it's American cane sugar. I don't think it's a Mexican thing, so I haven't tasted it. We'll put our team on that. But I told you the other day when Dan bought it, the Mexican Coke had a markedly better taste and even smell. You know, it's not fine wine, but it had that kind of feel to it. So this is a another big deal. On how many fronts can we see this stuff play out? We have a great side question today. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push #1210. So the Epstein thing has ebbed a bit here, but I'm sure it's going to pick up when we see this move forward. I'm not sure how soon. I'd rather see it sooner rather than later, that we get her transcribed, call it testimony or what she knows. That would be a big thing. And what will she say? Well, we'll see. You know, something maybe moving towards why is she in jail then? Alan Dershowitz on national TV yesterday suggested that yes, Epstein committed suicide, but the jailers may have helped him. Last time he was on, it wasn't one of his great moments. in that there was a lot with him that is, you know, you can imagine he was the attorney in this situation. It is difficult. We have the continuing Hunter Biden defending himself and going through all kinds of gyrations. Just wanted to address, and I'm going to play you Scott Jennings here bringing up this point. This will be cut too, Dan, that Jennings says the Trump base voted for aggressive internal enforcement. Now, there are polls out there where it's pretty close. Byron York at Washington Examiner had a good insight, this most recent CBS poll. In that poll, 43% of people said either there was no difference at the border as far as combating illegal immigration. 10% said that these are all Democrats, self-appointed Democrats, that it was worse. So when you have that kind of number going in that can't even agree about the border, separate that for a moment, that this is lockdown mode, it is better. People are not getting in illegally. How in the world, when you poll deporting any number of people, are you going to get a result that the American people support that? In other words, the big narrative out there, and this will be a big battle. Yes, criminal, illegal aliens, like the two guys who allegedly shot the customs and border guy in the face. But not just rounding up people that are here illegally. It's a closer call, but I still think the majority of people support that. Now, you know, if there's an incident where it appears somebody was shipped off to Timbuktu and shouldn't have been, then a poll you take at that point in time, cause celeb, it's going to change. But I think the numbers are there, given the overwhelming number of things that Biden did. I'm going to give you something I only saw in one place that's an indicator that there is an appetite for that. Because the people that are doing this usually hold elective office, meaning they have to please the voters. I'm looking at a story today from Axios Philadelphia. There are now 25 state agencies, not at the state level, but across the state of Pennsylvania, like sheriffs, like Fred Herron, that have agreed to sign up with the government, that 287 program, to aid and abet, support ICE and others in their mission around illegal immigration. 25. In June, there were only 11. So why the uptick? Well, some of it paperwork going through the system. But the bottom line is these are people that have to prove, have constituents approve. It's going to be interesting. Fred Herron in Bucks County, allegedly a place where you can't do this. All right, this is cut two. Here is Scott Jennings making the point that the Trump base, and that did win the election, and I believe a swath of other Americans, did vote for aggressive internal enforcement.
Going to push you in the chest.
I do want to also touch on immigration. That's some, we got some polling on that as well this week. And Scott, we were, Kevin touched on this too, but this new poll shows a majority of Americans think Trump has gone too far when it comes to immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Obviously, we are 6 months in. They are getting, you know, they've had months now to show kind of what they want to do with immigration. How do you think the Trump administration should think about that issue going forward?
Well, there's always two parts of this issue. One was dealing with the border, and just by taking office and changing the attitude of the federal government, the southern border is effectively closed. So that's solved, and that's a good thing. And in the big, beautiful bill, we've now have new investments for ICE and border enforcement, so that part's okay. The messier part was always going to be internal enforcement, deportations. And there was a lot of polling during the election and since that the American people were A-okay with deportations, specifically of violent criminals, but really of mass deportations generally. I do think a lot of narratives have swirled about what they're doing that simply aren't true. But this was always going to be messier because you're dealing with people who are already here, not people who are trying trying to get here and are being stopped at the border. So, you know, most supporters of the president that I know, most Republicans that I know are perfectly fine with what the administration is doing. They voted for an aggressive internal enforcement here. And so I see no signs that they're going to be slowing down. This is one of the motivating issues that got President Trump into politics in the first place. It got him the Republican nomination in the first place. This is one of the issues why he exists in politics. And so I think it's full speed ahead, polling or no polling.
Chuck.
All right, there you go. This is going to be where now we're seeing this. We're seeing the ratcheting up of more and more people being deported. We're going to see if those numbers hold or not. And I gave you one barometer here in Pennsylvania. It's up to 14 more in just a month of these sheriffs and other, some of them small, some of them like Bucks County, that have decided they're going to throw in with the federal government to aid and abet this. It makes their communities safer. It makes America safer. It's violation of the law. We're not going to continue the business as usual. Now, remember, a lot of these people have to stand for election. They're not just appointed or whatever, and somebody else okays it. They're just executing it. They have to make the decision. We've been through this with Fred Herron. It's his decision there to go down this path, and those commissioners fight him on it. All right. Sad to report, but I think a really interesting side question today. When I saw yesterday the death of one of the members of the Cosby family, an unbelievable TV show. It just, at a young, I think it was 54, it struck me.
Paul Warner.
Yes, it struck me that good question would be a show that moved the needle societally. In other words, not just it was funny, it was dramatic. It had some kind of impact. And not that it was trying to do that. It was trying to be a good TV show. So I interviewed, I think his first name, Dr. Poussant. He's the guy that was behind the Cosby Show as far as a coach, if you will. And this may have been, I'll say it probably was, the first black family you saw on TV that were professionals, doctor, lawyer, that kind of thing. So it was a breakout for TV. That's where we're looking. Something that moved the needle in some way. I looked at the top 100 from experts. Game of Thrones was on there. I don't know why Game of Thrones, but, you know.
What do you mean you don't know why?
I don't see that as moving the needle.
Well, you haven't watched it, have you?
A little bit,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, if you haven't watched it the whole way through, I don't think you can comment
on it. What's the societal needle mover, though?
I think the reason that shows need to really go big or go home today, because the audience won't stand for anything less because of Game of Thrones. I think the scope of that show, the characters, and you know the whole
thing.
Yeah,
but what was the societal impact? That's the thing we're asking.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying shows can no longer
on
being cheap. Right. Like, they have to be big. They have to be this big, grandiose type of show.
All right, that's a TV thing. I get what you're saying. I don't know if that's societal, but okay. There's a lot of arguments to be made. Maybe that's why it was on the list. So I'll take off right from the top, a show that wouldn't be on TV, or be hard to be on TV today, All in the Family. Sometimes it used to be voted the number one show in the history of TV. Of course, with cable and all that, it's going to be difficult. So I'll take off All in the Family. I'll take off The Wire, although societally, you know, we've had a lot of cop shows. This arguably is the best show on TV, I would argue. It showed it how difficult it is and all the nuances in a way that's unparalleled. So I guess it had impact also. But my main one would be All in the Family. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. So, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, how about the show that revolutionized the space for children, Sesame Street?
Okay.
Yeah,
wasn't
any programming for kids before then.
That's true.
And then they came up with this, and it was a hit, and they're like, and then everyone else was like, hey, maybe we can do something like this. So, yes,
The kid shows before that were there. There was a space, but they were not educational or impactful in that manner. They were just, you know, here locally, there was Captain Kangaroo, things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember Soupy Sandwell. It's disastrous. I don't remember too many that had any kind of impact beyond that. So, phone lines are 855-839-1210. The Epstein thing, does this give you a sense? Now, it's going to generate stuff that then will people are going to go, what about this? What about that? We know that. But is it a good faith effort? Is it moving the needle toward trying to get this to be transparent? I think it is. Now, the conspiracy theories, web, internet, and all that, when it's out there, social media, Twitter, there's going to be a barrage after he interviews her or talks with her. I'm not sure if it'll be made public. It should be, word by word. But it's an attempt, I think, to move forward that I support. 855-839-1210.
All right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Wire, yeah, definitely impactful. All in the Family's my answer, though, with this death yesterday. The Cosby Show back in the news, Dom Giordano's show. A show that may have been a great show, but it went beyond, particularly if it's a comedy, to do that is very difficult. It can't be driving a message. It's got to be organic. And I think the Cosby Show was. You saw a husband and wife, both professionals, a different sort of thing. And despite all the stuff with Cosby, it is still an unbelievable show and a breakout. Okay. Yesterday, we had a caller, got a little bit toward the end. Steve Feldman, Zionist of America, called in. I saw more today, people like Netanyahu and others, trying to explain to the Pope, who I think is on the borderline. Now, I know a church was hit in Gaza, but the Pope doesn't seem to understand, talking about the barbarous way the war is being fought. Well, Your Eminence, when you're up against savages that not only murdered 1,200 people, Hamas, on October 7th, but still have hostages, that as their playbook, not as an outlier, they meant to torture, rape, and do the most ungodly things to children, women, men, families together. That's what they did. That's who they are. And they don't deserve to live, Your Eminence. So save the lectures here. Yes, it may have gone awry. That a weapon may have missed a target and a church may have been hit here. That's true. All right. And I think precision and trying to do this certainly is in the game plan. But this idea of jumping into this and not realizing what Israel's trying to do here, it's to the best of their ability. And you can say all you want. Well, they won't be able to do it. You're never going to fully stop this. And I would agree. It's an uphill battle. But they're trying to diminish Hamas to such a level that we're not going to see this slaughter that is unparalleled, particularly in the identity of a people who have already suffered that, Holy Father. So, you know, it's one thing to say, look at what's happened here with the church. I get that. But let's not go down that path saying they're conducting the war in that manner. You want to call it savagery? Well, that's what's needed to root out and kill this enemy that doesn't deserve to live in any way, shape, or form. I would hope the Holy Father would say something along those lines about Hamas, rather than just being critical of Israel. But that's where we are. And you're going to hear more on this, including, I think you're going to see a major effort. We talked about this yesterday to vote Benjamin Netanyahu out of the Cheltenham High School Hall of Fame. And to their credit in Cheltenham, they do put the pictures up of the people in Hall of Fame and bios where students can see them as they're going through the halls. Now, suddenly, based on what, he can't be there. You know, and I haven't had people call in. I went to Newman, and I never took a look fully at the catalog of Newman's Hall of Fame. But Southern, Newman, you had all these entertainers. I don't know who the most accomplished or famous person out of Newman would be. But I do know we're talking the Cosby Show today as an impactful TV show. And that Cosby, everybody claimed him. Now no one does. I think at one point he went to Germantown High. He went to Central. And there may have been a third in there. Now nobody wants to claim Bill Cosby. So it's a funny thing. If you know who's in yours, I've often asked over the years, the Hall of Fame that had the most accomplished people in it. You look at some in New York, and it's incredible across all walks of life. I'm not sure here who would win. It used to be Central had a lot of players, but South Philly, due to major entertainers, ball players, things of that nature, you had equality. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk with Greg Jarrett. Greg, of course, you see on Fox News, is their ace correspondent. And we'll talk with him about what Tulsi Gabbard has put out there, but also this decision now by the DOJ to meet with Maxwell to try to get to the bottom of what she purports to know. Here is Alan Dershowitz, though, yesterday. Now, when he was on me the other day, you know, it was, he's trying to make the case that he was unsure about this with Epstein. Then he dropped. He wasn't his lawyer after a certain point. But here's what he said about the alleged suicide. And I do think he committed suicide. I'm in a minority on that, I guess. Here's Dershowitz.
So why was he in jail and allegedly kill himself? Did he commit suicide? A lot of people think it was, you know, some people who were going to get exposed had a hand in his death. Was he, very quickly, I don't have a lot of time. And why was he in jail if there's nothing? Porn is not illegal.
Was it alleged to have transported women across state lines for immoral purposes, the same crime that Sean Combs was recently convicted of. And that's why he pleaded guilty, by the way, only to two counts of one young woman above the age of consent, one young woman a few months below the age of consent. There were only two of them. There were state charges. He pleaded guilty. He got 18 months and had to register as a sex offender. He was never convicted of any federal offense or multiple actions, although he was accused later on. He was in jail awaiting trial when he, I think, killed himself with the help of jailers. I don't think he could have done it by himself.
Wow, that's more than suggesting it, with the help of jailers. I don't know if the host followed up. I certainly would have on that. What do you mean by that, Professor? What's the allegation there? How did they help him? All right. So the Epstein thing does really drive the news today, without a doubt. But Hunter Biden, and thanks to Dan yesterday, who corralled some of this stuff, we had a lot more that we didn't play yesterday. And we made the point that Hunter Biden is beyond, boy, this guy, my top, who are the five people most unhelpful to Democrats and progressives? Hunter Biden, every time he pops up, has to be one. The guy in New York, and I had conversations with several people that think he's going to be elected. And if Cuomo and Adams stay in there, I think he is going to be elected. And yeah, we get it. It's going to be bad for New York. But boy, it does help us in the midterms. And then Crockett, Jasmine Crockett, every time America sees her, that she has any prominence, that's definitely helpful. So the more that we expose them, the more that you hear them, the more that they're out there, the more it points to people actually seeing what we're up against, what they're about. But definitely Hunter Biden. Here's Hunter. Henry, this is cut. Let's see. So many good ones. We played a few of these yesterday. Here's Hunter Biden going off talking about onto the investigation of the, this is cut seven, the investigation of the cocaine in the White House.
They're opening up an investigation to cocaine that was found in a cubby outside the West Wing of the White House.
I think it was Don Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about old White House.
Yeah, when my dad was there.
Oh, so they got to blame you automatically.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally going to do an FBI, another congressional investigation, because they've convinced themselves that it had to be me, that there was a little tiny, and my point of even bringing it up is that no. I have been clean and sober since June of 2019, and I have not touched a drop of alcohol or a drug, and I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of that.
And why would you bring cocaine to the White House?
Why would I bring cocaine to the White House, stick it into a cubby outside the Situation Room in the West Wing when I wasn't there? Anyway, who the fuck knows?
And politicians, I mean, they do blow, right?
All right, let me interject, Mr. Host, because you're a dope and because you're arrogant. That might be a reason that we suspect this. Notice, too, we're glad that he's sober, if that's the case, but that does not a shield that gets you out of everything. Of course we would suspect him. Oh, that's preposterous. Why? How many things did he do and get away with? It's almost impossible to calculate all of them. How many people in his circle did things and got away with them? Again, almost impossible to calculate that. All righty, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. Coming up, the great Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel. We'll talk with him about the Russia hoax. That's his book, after all. But in addition to that, ask him first about Attorney Blanche meeting with Maxwell. What would he ask? What does she know? What does he think can come out of all that? I see this as movement. I think we're moving forward here. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and a lot more. To order, call 826-LIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a Rescue product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure, cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com. Do it today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Big issues, big guests. It's always a pleasure to have Greg Jarrett on. And Greg, of course, is the author of several books, one of which is apropos of where we are with Tulsi Gabbard, certainly, the Russia hoax. And this is a definitive guide to what went on here and how it played out. I thought he'd be interesting to hear where he thinks the threat of this goes. How does the other side try to deflect it? Let's go to Greg here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, saw you on the Fox and Friends the other day. Masterful job, of course, on this whole thing. Wanted to ask, though, first a quick question. Your analysis, your sense of Blanche, the now deputy secretary of the DOJ, going to meet with Maxwell, according to all reports.
Well, it is consistent with Trump's order to the Department of Justice. To Pam Bondi and Blanche and Cash Patel over at the FBI, and if, you know, release any credible evidence. And if, you know, if Ghislaine Maxwell actually has something to say that would incriminate others who abused young women, underage women, she ought to cough it up. And the DOJ should then, you know, make it public and take, you know, legal action. So, you know, I find it refreshing that the DOJ and the FBI have sort of turned a page here. Their original problem was that they overpromised and they hyped up the release of what they claimed was a client list, and whether it was a formal list of names or files identifying names, that's a distinction without a difference. It doesn't matter which it is. Turn it over. And look, when you make a solemn promise like that to voters, and then all of a sudden you don't fulfill the promise, you know, you've got problems. And I think it was a, you know, a mistake. I hope they're going to rectify it, because, you know, things like child sex abuse and human trafficking and so forth, I mean, that is very serious, horrible stuff. And Americans have a right to know what happened.
Without a doubt. Will this be transcribed, do you think? I mean, what's your guess? What does he do? Because if he sits with her and says there's nothing, then here we go again. Do they have a stenographer? What do you think they do in a situation like this?
Well, I would hope so, although that would have to be negotiated with the defense attorney. And Todd Blanche, who is really a fine lawyer, has made contact with the defense attorney, and apparently it's going to happen in the next few days. That's one of the details they'll simply have to work out and agree upon.
Okay. Greg, and two, I don't want to dwell on this, but I did not follow the Maxwell trial. I didn't go back and read the entire transcript, but she did not name names, right? Isn't that the contention, and that's what she wants to do now, the principal thing?
Yeah, and look, when you're doing a 20-year stretch in the big house, and there's a way to get out, you give it serious consideration. So one also has to examine her motive and any corroborating evidence that she might have.
Exactly.
You know, because you walk into the standard federal prison, and 99% of the people there, I'm innocent. I didn't do it.
Yeah, and to that point, when you get inside one of these places, I think the only time I interviewed a guy in Trenton State, and I can tell you, I never wanted to be inside a prison anyhow. But after that, Greg, and I think I was more on the outer part. I wasn't going up and down cell row. How about you as an attorney? Have you been to, say, a federal prison?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to federal prisons, state prisons. You know, I've, as a journalist, I've interviewed people in important cases, and it's not a fun place to be.
No, without a doubt. Now, what is it? You wrote the book on this. We've had you on several times on this definitively. What is it? Did you in the book anticipate this, what Gabbard has? Did you talk about it? What is it exactly that's new here?
Well, no, it's most of the new evidence simply corroborates what I originally wrote in my first book 7 years ago, The Russia Hoax, and then the sequel the next year called Witch Hunt, even more details. And I, you know, argued from page one of the first book, again 7 years ago, that this was the Obama administration and the national security team. I call them the Three Stooges, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, who were, as Tulsi Gabbard now says, manufacturing and politicizing phony evidence to help frame Donald Trump. And it all came, you know, to a head in the summer of 2016 when Brennan discovered that Hillary had approved this plan to falsely smear Trump for colluding with Russia and helping to finance the bogus dossier. Now we have Brennan's handwritten notes of two meetings at the White House, late July, early August 2016. Obama's there, Biden's there, Clapper, Comey. And they discussed it, and they all knew it was an invented hoax to vilify Trump. What I think is so incredibly offensive and should be alarming to the American public is that none of those people in those two meetings decided to tell the truth to the American public or even to Congress. They knew it was an invented hoax. But instead of coming clean, they kept silent, and they secretly joined the scheme to vilify Trump. And they deliberately altered intelligence to help drive the scandal, even though U.S. intel determined there was no Russian interference to help Trump win the election. So, you know, this was just the beginning of what I think turned out to be a decade-long lawfare campaign against Trump, culminating in, you know, the special counsel Jack Smith's two misbegotten cases against Trump. That is really, I think, something the FBI is looking at, a vast ongoing criminal conspiracy case.
Do you think, can we put odds, Greg? I hate to ask you that way. I'd put them maybe 1 out of 10. There will actually be indictments in this. Do you think there'll be indictments?
Well, Comey and Brennan are already under criminal investigation, and I would not hazard to handicap the likelihood of this. Now, one of the things I will say is, if you take this as a conspiracy case in which the last overt acts were the Mar-a-Lago raid and certain events thereafter, that overcomes any difficulties with the statute of limitations, and it also effectively allows the case to be brought in a venue other than Washington, D.C.,
where
you know, the endemic bias of jurors, you know, make it impossible to gain a conviction against Democrats.
Greg Jarrett with us, the Russia hoax, of course, witch hunt that he just mentioned. Greg, what are you working on now? When are we going to see another book? Are you working on one?
No, I'm not working on any more books at the moment.
It's arduous, yeah.
Books are exceedingly exhausting.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so I'm taking a break. I think I have my hands full and... you know, frankly, it's hard to beat those first two books because, you know, as we found out now, they were right on the money.
Exactly. And, you know, but I would say, though, your book on our principal documents is a must read.
The way you treat it,
the way you develop it, it brings them afresh. I mean, we're in Philadelphia. You know, we have Liberty Bell and all that. But at times, somebody like you does something that makes them come alive, sees them through fresh eyes. And that's tough to do.
Thank you very much. The you know, Constitution of the United States, Other Patriotic Documents was the most recent book. And I think it's really important for people to understand where we're going. We have to know how this country was created and why, by some truly brilliant people, our founders. But then all of the others throughout the last 200 some odd years who have made such important contributions, including women, people of color. I mean, there's a whole array of people, and I think you get that in this book.
You absolutely do. Greg, thank you, as always. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Greg Jarrett here on Talk Radio 1210. You heard what he said about Maxwell, what he said about Hillary, what he said about potential indictments around what Tulsi Gabbard, the big story of this week in a lot of ways, maybe not quite on the level of Epstein as far as media coverage, but as far as importance, absolutely. All right, get in on the side question, too. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210. Take a TV, comedy, drama, whatever it might be. Not so much a documentary or anything like that. Henry had Sesame Street. I had All in the Family just to start. The show, like The Cosby Show, that, shall we say, and not intentionally, it wasn't preaching. It was just the organic nature of it that changed subtly, that may be the word, impressions of some group, something. Change what TV did after that, like Sesame. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. So when you have 2 days this week, I'm off the next three. We'll have two names in the hat today at about 2:50. We'll pull one, and you will be gone off to Gallo's for their great $50 gift card to Gallo's, the great seafood salad and other delicacies up there on the Boulevard. And we have a great prize today, too, for Dom's Money Melody. At about 2:13, 855-839-1210. 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. That's the side question today. You can hit us with a TV show that organically, you know, not preaching, not any of that, like the Cosby Show, had impact beyond it. What was the impact? That's all in your perception, what you can tell us about it. All right. Also, you heard Greg Jarrett. Where we're going next with this, with Ghislaine Maxwell, is going to be high drama. And then the cooperation and all the rest of it. But I do hope it'll be transcribed or taped. Tape would be better because, you know, there would be conspiracy theory coming out of this, too. But it is a move forward. Now, Mike Johnson, I don't think, should have shut down the House. They couldn't vote on several important things because he knew they were going to vote, along Jeff Van Drew, along with others, to release more of the Epstein documents. Shouldn't have done that, okay? He's hoping that after the recess, when they come back, whenever it is in August or so, or September, early September, that this will all be gone away. We'll see. But Greg Jarrett said he believes they're going to meet within a matter of days, which is a good thing. All right, let's see. Let's go to Lance in Springfield Township on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you, sir?
Good, Lance.
Excellent. Hey, I guess my point is with Maxwell Epstein, as well as the Trump collusion case, I kind of view these two investigations equally. I voted for Trump for a number of reasons, but one of the things that I guess I felt really compelled about is the abuse of the powerful and not having equal systems of justice.
Yep, exactly.
And I believe wholeheartedly that he's got to go after both.
I agree. And again, this is a step forward. That's why I said Mike Johnson should have had the vote. I think there would have been enough people, Democrats, and maybe 10 Republicans. That would have been enough to say, release more documents. Yeah, you got to. Jeff Van Drew is a Trump guy, but he's a patriot and a supporter, a true friend to the president. And I agree with him. Got to get this stuff out there.
Exactly. I don't think he knows how much it's maybe hurting his reputation amongst some of his loyal, you know, people that voted for him.
So, well, the polling, to be fair, doesn't indicate that. But there could be a poll coming up in the next 3-4 days where this all crystallizes. And you're right. Or we could be seeing a point, Lance, where it's ebbing a bit. A little hard to say until I see this interview with Maxwell.
Well, I certainly hope they come to some kind of answers because we deserve them.
But, what's your TV show that had a big impact? Yeah.
So I think it had a huge impact, Dom. I think it was organic, like you said. It was MASH. It started out as really more of a anti-Vietnam movie, but, you know, that whole sweeping of you know, the draft and being in the service and what are we doing here type of attitude. You know, carried over in a comedy type of format.
It did. It is a biggie. And at one point, the finale of MASH, I think, I don't know if it beat Dallas or not, but it was up there until we started seeing Super Bowls, you know, that were huge. It was the biggest finale, at least, for a long time. That show, you're right, had impact.
I do remember reading something as a funny side point, but I think you said more people watch that than maybe, you know, until the Super Bowl started beating it. But I think they measured the water pressure in, you know, different civic areas. Like as soon as the series was over, the conclusion, and people went to the bathroom to flush the toilet.
Exactly.
That's how many people watched it and were glued to seeing the whole episode.
Thank you, Lance. Well, that was, you know, that'd be interesting to see. If you Google the all-time water pressure drop, I would tell you probably beating MASH was OJ. As I remember it, I was at WWDB. I was watching the verdict come down in real time as we were waiting, and it seemed to be Eastern time around noonish. So it wasn't like everybody in the world was at home. Am I remembering that right? Is at the time like 12:30 Eastern Standard Time? I could be off. And then all hell broke loose with the places they went, showing how people reacted to the verdict. All right, coming up, it's football season. And Ray Dininger contacted Dan asking to be on. We'll talk to Ray about your Philadelphia Eagles, which and the NFL prime story. See what other stories he has out there, though. I mean, he is one of the most beloved figures. A combination of beloved and the most insightful. Could have been a general manager, I think. So, Ray Dininger next. A little bit later on today, we are going to talk at 2 o'clock. We're going to talk with our friend Harry Hurley. But at 2 o'clock, Corey DeAngelis, who is the chief guy when it comes to school choice. And he says this is a big opportunity to see what all these blue state governors are going to do. Are they going to let kids go, or are they going to stonewall them? I'm betting Shapiro is not going to sign off on school choice. All right, all that unfolds, and your calls, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.